Hello, everybody.
Hey,
We
happy
are
Monday.
happy Monday.
It
That new countdown doesn't give us any time.
really does not give us any time whatsoever.
No, it doesn't.
No.
3 minutes was too long, and a minute's not long enough.
Yeah, I know. I think we gotta find a happy medium
We're gonna give a
for
10-second countdown.
it.
That's it.
10 seconds. Hi. So before we get started, please share this video with your friends because Facebook shows it to
Nobody.
nobody.
If you're seeing this, you're a lucky one.
You're lucky because usually after the show, people will be like, I didn't know you were going live. I didn't know that I bought, and they miss like a vast majority of content.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have to go back to doing the text alerts we used to do a long time ago. Even though it's actually not cheap to do that, but we get more viewership that way. So we may have to go to doing that. The text message that goes out maybe 10 minutes before showtime, just to let
Yeah, so
everybody know.
he can see, like, I can only see what Facebook's participation. He has all the other ones. So sometimes if someone asks a question and I don't see it, it's because it's coming from other sources. So we're not ignoring you, I promise.
No, not at all.
I promise.
No, because I see the feeds come in from all the different Facebook pages and the YouTube channel, so I see
Yes.
everything on the where it's all coming together on StreamYard. So, let me do my little
Oh,
spiel.
wait a second. Also, don't forget to tell us where you are watching from. And
Yes.
if you are watching the replay, make sure you type replay and where you're watching from anyway,
That's right.
regardless if it's live or not. So, okay, go ahead.
Right. Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 137 for March 18th, 2024. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
And we've got a lot to catch up on. We've been gone for a couple weeks,
We
so.
have. Well, in fairness, we've been very busy.
We have been. We've actually done a lot in addition to
Oh,
the
that's
expo
right.
and other things. So I know we're going through here and we're trying to figure out, oh, we got to talk about this, we got to talk about this, we got to talk about that. There's a
Because we haven't
lot.
talked to you guys in a couple of weeks, so I'm hoping that we're not going to be missing stuff, but we're gonna try to get there
We won't miss anything that's important to our minds right
right
now. Later, we may go, oh crap, we missed something. But who knows? But the first thing we want to talk to you guys all about was House of Mouse Expo 2024. Ended 2 weeks ago yesterday. Is that correct?
Yes, in
Yes,
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Wow. So we didn't come back to you guys the Monday after the expo. We were
And
exhausted.
still doing airport runs,
Still doing it for it.
taking our celebrities to the airport. And then
Yes.
last Monday, I was sick.
Right.
So
So we were playing catch up. So now we're finally back. So you guys get to see our smiling faces. You're welcome.
do you want to give them? So we have like a plethora of topics today. So we're just starting with House of Mouse. We have like lots to cover. So do you want to give them a scenario, quick rundown of what House of Mouse is all about this year?
So House of Mouse, as you probably saw for months and months leading up to, or maybe you didn't because Facebook didn't show it to many people. But we were ramping up for our third ever House of Mouse Expo. It was at the Osceola Heritage Park Event Center in Kissimmee at 192 in the Turnpike area. The venue was fantastic. It was really great to have such a larger venue. We doubled the size of the vendor floor, which we really liked. We liked that we were doing that. We had great panels all weekend. We had a great after-hours party on Saturday night
Yeah, we
that about
did.
100 people or so attended it. We also had some members of Mickey Mouse Club there. Chase and Dale from Mickey Mouse Club came, and they had some of their people come there for a meetup type thing for Mickey Mouse Club. So it really helped have a great party that night with Renee keeping the music going. We had the panels were off the charts this year. I really think the panels came out
They were really
fantastic.
funny
They
this
were.
year. So we had a panel that was Brett Iwan and Bill Farmer, Caitlin, Rob Rock, who are Goofy, Mickey, Minnie. And that one actually got a lot of people were laughing. They were fantastic. They were
Was.
going in and out of their voices, doing all that good stuff. And then we had Jim Cummings, the voice of Winnie the Pooh, who did a panel with Terry McGovern, who was Launchpad Quack, among other things. So the panels, they were all great.
They were great. And we've got the YouTube channel. We're going to be putting them all up on YouTube. The videos were very large because we recorded them in 4K. Didn't realize that. So they're like 40 gigabytes per video. So I'm going through, I'm editing them down, making them smaller so we can upload them. So most of them are up there. I just have to turn them on and release them to the public. But I think we're missing two or three still. Jeremy, if you get those over to me, we'll get those up and get those up for you
We have
all.
all of them.
But it'll be great to have those so you can go back and watch the recaps of them all. Michelle's panel, she did one
I
Saturday
did a
night at
panel.
5. She insisted nobody was going to show up. It would just be her and the camera and Jason Marsden, the moderator, and we told her that she was wrong, and we were right, and she was wrong because there was a lot of people in that room who who walked away from there feeling well inspired, I think.
Okay. I guess, like, is it humble? It's like a humble brag to agree with you, right?
Yes.
Okay. we're going to share it. But I will tell you, as you were saying, I really was scared to do a panel. I didn't think people were going to show up. But they did. And I had a lot of people afterwards come and talk to me asking, you know, my advice about things or saying that the things that I talked about or wrote about or whatever really inspired them to try to reach a goal that maybe they had. And I will tell you, it was the best feeling to know that what you say matters to people.
Yes, definitely. And she talked, we had some copies of her book at the front merchandise table. After her panel, the book sales spiked.
Yeah, people bought books and I was signing books and it was really, really wonderful. Because it just was such a good thing. And so, sidebar. So this
already?
Already. I have a point. It is very easy for me to give advice, and I'm sure a lot of you feel that same way. It's so much easier to tell somebody else what to do or to inspire them or, yeah, do this, do that. And then when you try to take your own advice, it's like, ugh. So I was watching part of my panel and some of the things I said, and I like literally got inspired by myself, which was, you know, to do more. Mm-hmm. So I like really, really want to do more now. Sorry, I'm getting my legs scratched up.
It was scratching. It was actually, what I'll do is after this show tonight, I'll put yours up, your panel up. Okay. We'll publicize it. That way everybody can watch it. You can get to see it. Sorry.
Sorry. Somebody insists on it. Okay. Just for me. So,
this is Ava, for those who don't know.
This is Ava, Rescue Frenchie, who is very demanding. So I really feel like I should be taking my own advice. Let's
you should.
Say that.
Yep.
So I basically... trying to think of how I can do that. I need to finish my book. I need to do part two of Moving to Main Street.
Ava's being inspired right now. She can't stop.
Inspired.
She's listening.
Like whether I do like a girl power podcast or do like a luncheon. I was talking to my friend Holly about doing like an inspiration luncheon type of thing to where, you know, people that, you know, they just need some encouragement.
Yeah.
Because I really do think I have a lot of good things to say. I got a lot of silly things to say. So,
no, that's what I was telling her, because she actually tossed around the thing about possibly doing a podcast on her own to talk about different things and bring up topics each week and such. And I told her, I said, let's do it. I said, I can help her set it all up. She can go in the office, record it, and put it up on the different networks and have it up there for you to listen to it. So,
like, I need to do something. And I just feel like
Holly said, do it.
Of course she did. I guess I just kind of feel like I'm letting myself down. And the people who followed me for all these years, if I don't kick it up a notch. So I learned something. So I think I'm going to try to do that.
So hopefully next week at this time, we'll have updates on what she's going to do.
Okay, don't pressure me.
No,
nope. Don't pressure me.
I just don't want to let the fire die. That's all.
I know.
So we got to strike while your fire is burning that you want to do something more.
Okay. But anyway, back to the expo. So we had a lot of amazing celebrity guests. Our staff was top-notch, fantastic,
they
like they always are.
Knocked it out of the park again.
Out of the park again. I mean, we have some really great friends. I mean, I think we've told you guys that our expo staff are our friends and extended family that we count on, you know, family that you choose. And they did an amazing job.
They really did. We had most of the staff from last year was back. There was a few that couldn't make it due to different reasons. But we did have Michael, who was new. Mike was new to our staff
yes.
this year.
Uh-huh.
He was working in the celebrity area, and he did a fantastic job. Just everybody came together, and they knew, I'm good at this. I'm going to go do this section. I'm going to go do this. Holly was new because she didn't work with our staff last year.
No, she was just like an attendee.
So she was helping with Sarah at the front with Rory, and they were making sure everybody was checked in and got their badges and got if they had a shirt or a bag.
Andrew
or
was doing merchandise.
Andrew and
Stella Greg was the runaround everywhere. Chuck did the floor, took care of the vendors and everything on the floor.
Corey and Ronnie were kind of whatever we needed at the
time. Yeah, I mean, like, and Claire, Karen, they were doing, like, running everywhere for us, too. And then one of my best friends, Paula from Michigan,
oh,
came
right.
and surprised me. So it was an exhausting weekend, but I will tell you.
Gina and Jackie.
Yes. We have great staff, and I'm sure I'm forgetting people, but you're all amazing and we love you and we really appreciate you and we can't wait to do it again. So we're doing it again.
So I guess Michelle just slipped and said that we will be doing this again, which I haven't pulled out my hair yet, but I guess that's what we'll be doing.
So I will tell you guys, so like the past couple of years we did this, after the expo, he like was in a perpetual bad mood and like was hating life. And this year he was not. He was optimistic.
I'll tell you what, Saturday, March 2nd, 10 minutes before we opened the doors, I was like, this is it. I'm done. I mean, I honestly was not doing it again because just it's been very stressful the first two. Very financially stressful, very stressful to make sure everything comes together, that I've done everything to make sure I didn't forget a step in the planning, to make sure that I have things in place that'll, if something goes wrong, we have this to take over. And fortunately, like she said, I have an amazing staff that came to bat for me, and everybody was there. Like she said, Chuck ran the floor. He kept all the vendors with whatever they needed taken care of. Greg was kind of like my, he had my back the entire time. Greg was
putting out fires,
putting out fires, handle a lot. What him and Chuck tried to do is they tried to handle everything. And then if they needed me to come in later to make a big decision or whatever, they would wait till then. But they tried to address it rather than just, hey, Scott, go take care of this, Scott, take care of this. I was busy doing a lot of other stuff. So they really alleviated me from having all that stress on me. I have no stress.
Basically, we could just praise our staff the whole hour.
Yeah.
Because our friends are the best, and we love you, and we couldn't do it without you. So, but we're going to do it again.
We're not sure where yet.
We don't know where.
Or when. It'll be 2025.
It'll be next year. Yeah. I personally was not happy with the venue. It was a great, it was a big place. It looked great on paper, but I didn't like the location. We want to do something closer and then have something with a hotel attached, like before, just make it a whole lot easier because all the transporting back and forth was a lot of work.
Right. Yeah, it was a lot of work for everybody involved. So hopefully we can find a venue that can accommodate everything. We've already checked in one and the costs were absolutely outrageous. So we're still looking. So I'm gonna keep looking around, keep looking, see what happens, and who knows what the future holds. But we are working on it. I'll just tell you that. And I think this time we received a lot of positive feedback from a lot of people who are in the industry.
Yes.
And that's
people that want to come back, like our celebrities, the Pirates, our Disney voices. Jason Marsden, all these people want to come back. They believe in it.
But even more so people who actually work in the industry, like Patty. One of Lori's reps who is there, who he does event planning and such for other companies he works for. And he's like, this could be amazing. Let me get involved and help you guys. A friend of mine, Max, who does other conventions in Florida, messaged me. He's like, you got something great here. He goes, what do you need me to do to help you make this even better? He goes, I don't want anything from you. I just want to see this thing succeed. So I have a lot of backing from people who they don't get any kind of nothing out of it, but seeing this succeed at this point. And that's what I think I really needed. And I think it's going to help me to push myself further to do something I've never done before. The convention's only at about 25% of my vision right now. There's 75% more that's not even tapped yet. So if you saw what we did and you said, oh my God, this is amazing, that's only a quarter of what my idea is. I just need time to make what I'm doing come to fruition. And I think it'll be fantastic once I get there.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to clear my lap. Hopefully she doesn't dig a hole in my leg.
I've been jacking it, so we can't pick him up.
I can't pick him up. He's too heavy. But yeah, so wonderful people. I can't read, so.
What's that? No, everybody's just, they loved it all. Yep, they were, airport runs are crazy. Hotel being attached would be a plus for sure. So Adam LeWu, he showed up at the expo on Saturday. We saw him, me and Greg went and talked to him, and he was just there on his own. We did not ask him to come.
He did a whole video. We didn't even know he was coming.
No, we had no idea. Yep, and he just showed up. He paid his own way in. He didn't ask for anything, and Adam did a fantastic video and highlighted a ton of the vendors who were there that weekend. To help them out. So that was fantastic. And hopefully Adam will come back in the future. He said he liked what he saw. So I think we'll be back next year with us.
So bigger and better next year. Just stay tuned and thank you for the support. And we really appreciate it. We love you guys. We love our staff. We love our friends. We love everybody. We love everybody who supports us. So thank you.
And we have a lot of ideas for next year, a lot of theming and stuff like that. So a lot of it, we're going to try to get a date as soon as possible because we want to put it out as early as possible so people can plan.
Yes.
And then we can also let Facebook not show it to anybody. So the longer we have Facebook not showing it to anybody, maybe more people will see it. So we'll see what happens there. But Yes, so that lots of work going into this. I've learned a lot more this year. I've learned every year. And I know what I'm going to do this year to step up for 2025. So hopefully you guys will come along for the ride. Hopefully you guys will all want to make it. And it's going to be a great, great show.
Hopefully our staff comes back. We'll just cry and like.
I need every one of you to come
we'll
back.
We'll bribe you with food.
And the ones who couldn't make it, Lucretia Fernando.
Okay, so anyhow. So where do you want to start?
Well, I'm trying to think. So we did the expo. We got back from the expo. Did we have any media events that week, or were we kind of off that week? Because we did airport runs, and we did.
And I was sick. So, I am sick all the time, it seems. And it's not my fault. I've had COVID 4 times, and it's affected my lungs, and I get tired really, really easy. So, when we skip and I don't feel well, it's really legit. So I'm sorry about that.
It's COVID really takes a toll on her. She can't climb stairs. She has a hard time with a lot of things like that. So when she is down, a normal cold that lasts maybe 2 to 3 days, it lasts her 2 to 3 weeks. No kidding. And not any better until the 2 or 3 weeks are up. So
I'm sorry about that.
But I think this was the next event we did.
Yeah. Okay. So not yesterday.
This weekend, last Sunday.
But there was the D23's 15-year anniversary celebration at Splitsville.
Yes.
Now they talked about this on their podcast last week.
I think we recapped it on the podcast last
on the live podcast show, which is Scott and Greg's podcast with a segment by me, and it's a hot mess. It's a lot of fun. You should really look into it.
Lots of people who don't like podcasts have told us they listen to it every week because they like the banter, they like the jokes, they like me making fun of Greg. I mean, it just all comes together really well in there.
But anyway, it was a lot of fun and we talked about it. So I'm trying to think about what we said. Now, okay, we're going to do good cop, bad cop, like positive and meh, okay? So it was sold out. Again, it was at Splitsville. And if you've ever been to a D23 event, they are usually packed. There's a lot going on, but for the 15, so it was a fun party. Let's say that.
It wasn't a Disney party though. It was at Disney property. It was for D23, which is Disney's fan club, but it did not say Disney anywhere on the party.
No, they didn't have characters. They didn't have like special Disney swag. They didn't play Disney music. It was like a party at Splitsville for any occasion.
Which was a fantastic party.
I love Splitsville.
They had tons of food. They had the bars open where you had to pay for drinks, but like soda and stuff like that was included with the price of the thing. You could bowl if you wanted to. We chose not to just because there were so many. 1,500 people bought tickets for the event, so it was really crowded. They gave us swag where we got this Sorcerer Mickey statue.
We picked ours up ahead of time at Coronado Springs. But our main thing, it was a madhouse outside, so our main goal was to get inside and get a table so that we could eat, because that's important.
Yes.
So that's what we did. We went right upstairs, we got a table, got our food, mm-hmm. had a couple of drinks, and then they had like a DJ in that area between Splitsville and Everglades Donuts. And then they were giving away, like if you went over there, you got a little tiny donut.
Yeah, a little donut set. They were really good, actually. I think we got, and when I went the first time, you were given two, because I went there multiple times. And then when I went back later in the evening, they only gave us one. And then after we walked out, you can tell it was closing, and they started giving people like loads of them. So I'm like, we should go back in.
Yeah, we just didn't get, we didn't time the donuts right. But no. They were really, okay, so I love a good donut. I do. I love donuts. I need a shirt. I love donuts. However.
I'm going to buy that domain. I love donuts.
I love donuts. They were so sweet. What?
Paula, Andy, bring the donuts.
Andy, the donuts.
Sidebar. Fine, I'm going to do a sidebar. So sidebar, so our good friend Andy, who kind of did a lot of photography for us at the expo, on Sunday morning, I was running somewhere and I ran past the main lobby and he goes, Scott! And he had a donut for me from Dunkin' Donuts because he said I didn't eat enough the day before because I didn't eat. And he's like,
really sweet guy.
Really sweet, appreciate it so much. So he gave me my donut. He goes, I have one for Michelle. I said, do you want me to take her? He's like, no, I want to give it to her. I was like, okay, fine. So we did a live podcast show Saturday and Sunday from the vendor room stage where we opened up the day with that. So me, her, and Greg are heading to the back, and a lot of the staff and such were back there. We're all talking, and I'm eating the donut. She goes, "Where'd you get a
Where'd
donut?"
you get a
And I'm
donut?
like, "Andy gave me a donut, and he's got one for you too, but you have to wait till he comes in to get it." Well, Greg was the man
Yeah,
with the
the, he had
microphone
the microphone.
for the entire floor. So Greg gets on the microphone, and he's like, "Andy, Michelle is here. She needs her donut. Come to the vendor room stage. Andy, we need the
Andy,
donut
stand in
now."
the podcast stage. Bring the donut. I repeat, Michelle wants the
So all of a sudden, Andy comes running down the aisle. You can almost hear the pitter-patter of his feet. And he's running like Captain Jack Sparrow with a bag with a donut in it.
things in life, you guys. Okay, but anyway, back to Everglades. I know you love Everglades.
Love
It,
Everglades.
they're, you know, big, like, mound of sugar. And the donuts that they gave out were like mini versions, which they don't usually have.
No.
And I couldn't even eat a whole mini version. It was too sugary and sweet for me. I like cake donuts, and
Yeah.
they have yeast donuts, and they're just like so much sugar. But even a little tiny one was too
And
much.
they only had a small assortment. They had just a basic one with like a frosting on it. Then they had their Cinnamon Toast Crunch one. They had a coconut one. They had the Fruity Pebble one.
I just got the
I can't remember if
chocolate
they had
one.
another. The Peanut Butter Explosion is my favorite one with the Reese's cups on it and the peanut butter chips on it. They didn't have that. Otherwise,
What do you want for free?
I would have come. I would have literally got in line, got my donut, got back in line while I was eating that donut. And that's all I would have done for 3 hours. It's just stuff like
It's too much. I like had a bite and I'm like, okay, that's enough. I prefer like Dunkin' or Voodoo Donuts.
Which voodoo we had today, yesterday.
We did.
So we'll talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so D23 event, a little lackluster because there wasn't a lot of Disney going on. But I like to do like the food at Splitsville. I like their frozen drinks. Man, it was we had good company. We got to see a lot of people we knew. So yeah, it was a good non-Disney Disney party.
And can I say that tomorrow, for anybody interested in D23 fan event that'll happen in Anaheim this year, all the news is dropping tomorrow,
Is it tomorrow?
the 19th.
Oh.
So watch for updates of that. There's gonna be a lot of news coming out of D23, how you get tickets, what's gonna be involved, who the legends that are gonna be inducted into the Legends Hall of Fame they have. Lots of news. We were told almost everything will be coming out tomorrow for what you would need to know to attend D23 in Anaheim.
Then it's not an expo, it's a whole fan event. I actually was invited to go out there for the press conference in Anaheim, and I had to decline it because it's too far.
We couldn't drive there. We didn't have time, and she won't fly. So, and we didn't fly.
You keep saying
You don't
I
want
will
to fly.
fly.
I'll say you don't want to fly.
I will fly. I just need to have preparations when I do.
And we just spent a lot of money on the expo, so money's a little
That's true.
tight.
Yeah, we were a little broke, so there's that. But anyway, so tomorrow, yeah. So watch our social media because all that information will be coming.
Do you know what time it is? Is there gonna be an online thing we can watch, or?
I don't
We'll
know.
have to find out. But as we get information, we'll be sure to pass that along. We'll put it on the site. It'll be on social media. Also, just a quick sidebar, the site right now is down. Our site's been breaking for a few weeks here and there, and I have a temporary fix and it works for a little bit and then it goes back. I have the host working on it right now, so hopefully it's gonna be up sometime tonight. But if you go there and the site's down, we know, we're well aware of it. It's being
We
worked on,
know,
so
we're
we're trying to fix it.
sorry.
Yeah, we're
It's
sorry.
always something.
It is. So I kind of got a little lippy with our host, so we'll see what happens.
You
'Cause
get lippy.
I was very adamant that I told him that if they don't get this fixed, I'm leaving. So, and we've
I'm
been with,
taking my toys and I'm going
I've
home.
been, I've been with them for 12 years. Spent a lot of money with them to host, to make sure
Okay,
that.
no tangent, no tangent.
No, I'm fine. I'm
Okay.
fine. I'm good.
You're good. Okay. All right, so in
That's cool.
non-Disney news, last week we were invited to go to Aquatica for the press event for their newest water slide called Tassie's Underwater Twist. So it's funny because they explained it and everything that you know is going on, whatever, with the slide, but you go down a tube and then you're in a big bowl, all right? And they call it a Super Bowl.
Some might call it a toilet bowl.
I was trying not to.
I would
So
not
when
say
you're in
that.
the Super Bowl, not that Super Bowl, but the Super Bowl, there's projections inside the bowl.
It's really cool.
And so it's supposed to be like the Australia Shark Bay.
Yes.
So you see like a shark or a whale or whatever.
Turtle.
And you're spinning around, you're seeing all the wildlife, whatever, and all of a sudden, whoosh, you're out.
You get flushed out.
You get flushed.
So Greg wrote it for us. Greg wrote it the first time. Greg got off it. He wasn't that wet. His hair was barely wet at the bottom.
Yeah.
Looks fine. Greg went on it again.
He got dumped.
Greg got dumped and soaked. His hair was, he had just done his hair, so it was like really bright blue.
But yeah, so then
he said you literally get flushed.
You do get flushed. So I recorded two segments for Fox 35 last week, and one of them was on Aquatica. So when I do these interviews, I talk to Marlisa, the anchor that does the segments with me first, and I was trying to explain to her, like, okay, so it's like a big toilet and you get flushed. So I was trying, and she was like, oh, okay. I said, but I don't want to say toilet or toilet flush. She goes, well, you can if you want to. I'm like, no, because I want to be able to cover things other than Disney, and I don't want to start off out the gate with like calling their new slide a big toilet bowl.
Basically, if you remember the commercials from the 80s, the Tidy Bowl Man, that's what Greg kind of was. And the blue liquid that comes in to clean your toilet bowl. With his
oh, hair. My God.
If his hair would have ran, though, that would have been hilarious. I'm going to bring that up on the podcast.
Jesus.
He's the one said you literally get flushed.
You do. But I would say when you – sometimes when you have to cover events or talk about things, it's challenging if there's only certain – words or only so many ways you can describe something. Let's just say that.
Like what happened to you on the radio with birthday celebrations?
Yeah, okay, so, and there's a reason. Okay, so another sidebar. So I talked to Marlisa ahead of time and tell her what I'm going to talk about just so I'm, just so I'm, you know, just so we can do the segment and she knows what I'm going to talk about. Well, when I did a few years back, I did a radio when I was in the studio at the radio for WDBO. So Joe Kelly is the anchor that I worked with, and I would go in every Wednesday morning. And I would tell him, this is what we're going to talk about. And then he's a wild man, so he would always throw me off. And so it was when Mickey and Minnie got new outfits
for the 90th.
For their 90th. Yeah. Yeah, wild. And I said, Disney's calling them celebration suits. They don't want you to call them birthday suits because here we go, obviously. So
you'll agree.
He's like, yes, okay. Gotcha. All right. So when the orange light comes on in the radio studio, that means you're live. There's no going back. So what does he say to me? He goes, well, tell me about these new birthday suits that Mickey and Minnie got going on or whatever. And he kept saying birthday suits. So like, that's why I like to preempt things. Because I don't want it to sound like I just a mess.
It was the best video, though, because I used to tape the segments when she would do them. I'd record them. And the look on her face as Joe says, tell me about these new birthday suits.
Oh, so Mickey and Mickey are in the birthday suits. So I'm like, oh, God. I just told you not to say that.
And she's like mouthing to him like, I told you not to say that.
So, yeah. So there's a reason I do what I do.
Greg, wow, Mickey and Minnie birthday suits. Get that vision out of your head.
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be like that.
Paula put Ma on the B-Pips.
See, somebody listens to the podcast.
And I did see something here Leslie said that I wanted to pinpoint about Holly, that Leslie had left her purse behind and Holly saved the day, found her purse, put it under the table until she came back and gave it to her dad.
Oh,
so she was her hero of that day. So,
good job.
We appreciate those. We do. We appreciate people pointing out those things because we can praise our staff till we're blue in the face, but when somebody else says it unwarranted, it's great.
Yeah, so thank you.
Thank you.
See, Holly? Yay. All right. Okay, so the back. So we talked about the Super Bowl.
And the flushing bowl.
And the flushing. But yeah, it's really cool. And one thing about Aquatica, I know everybody's looking for ways to save money right now because, you know, our economy is crap. People can't afford, you know, groceries, gas, rent. But if you're looking for some place cost efficient, let's say, and you want to take your kids to a water park, I do recommend Aquatica because it's a beautiful park, it's big, and it's very affordable.
It's actually my favorite water. I've never been to Volcano Bay, but of all the water parks we've been to, including Typhoon Lagoon, Blizzard Beach, Aquatica is my favorite, hands down.
Yeah.
There's a big beach area with sand everywhere. There's they don't have a lazy river, they have a fast river.
It's a non-lazy
river. It's a non-lazy river that kind of pulls you. I think they also have a slower one, but that one kind of pulls you around really quick.
You got to be on your toes, literally, you or do. You're going to get like washed away.
The slides there are great. It's just a really good, affordable park that I really enjoy going to. And if you've ever wondered, should I give it a try?
Give it a try.
I think you'll like it a lot better. And sometimes it's not as busy as the other ones.
Yeah.
So, and you can get annual passes really cheap.
Okay, and so I think this is a good segue because, like, you know, we love Disney, of course. That's our main job. But because of pricing and, you know, average family is looking for things to do and whatnot. We're kind of like trying to point out other things that people can do in the Orlando area that maybe won't break the bank quite as much. Right. I mean, there is other things than Disney here. I know, shock, right? But Aquatica is a good one. But I wanted to talk about Universal's Mardi Gras, because that's what we did this weekend, almost Saturday and Sunday. And I don't know if you guys have ever done Mardi Gras season at Universal. The parade alone is awesome. Oh, so like
so long. I had no idea it was that big of a parade.
They had these big, like, bedazzled floats, and there's a ton of them. How many were there?
There had to be 10 to 11 at least, because every time we thought there would probably be no more, there was another one that pulled up. And then the last one is an alligator float, which is actually three floats long.
It's a big old alligator.
And every float has people on them throwing beads to the crowd. Mm-hmm. Throughout, the music is playing. They have dancers. They have entertainment everywhere.
Still walkers.
It's great.
So, yeah. They used to do it, I believe they pick at random, like who gets to go on the floats. Mm-hmm. But they have dining packages to where, like, you can actually, when you sign up for the package, you get to be one of the, you know, the families that are up throwing the beads. There was beads flying everywhere, and and you know what? It's pretty crazy. Like, people like diving in front of each other to grab the beads. I almost got taken out by a little girl.
They're just little cheap beads, but everybody wants them. And then after the parade, we're walking through the store, and some people, do you want to make a donation to my bead collection?
I know, but you're like 50 on his neck. He looked like Mr. T.
He did. And he had some of those.
No, these are my beads.
I got my 12.
Mine. But one thing, so, you know, I always got to complain about something. Word of the wise, or a piece of advice. If you are the people on the floats that are chosen to throw beads, throw the beads, because a lot of them are just standing there looking at you, and people are like, here, 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 and they just, or they'll take one and throw it, and there's like 87 people waiting to get beads.
5 minutes to throw another one. It's
I could not believe that.
Some of them had them on their arm. You could just tell they were just doing it like this.
One for another. Throw the freaking beads. That's what people are here for.
maybe they get paid for more beads they bring back.
It was nuts. Like, for real. And there was a little girl that had mercy on me, because I'm standing there waiting, and this little girl smiled at me, and
the girl was on the floor.
Yeah, little girl, and she was like this, and she threw it to me, and I caught it, and I said, thank you, and she's like, you're welcome. So one kid had mercy on me. I was not about to get tackled for plastic beads.
She was at your panel the week before, so she got to these beads. So she was her goal was to be a bead thrower at Mardi Gras. She accomplished it after watching your panel.
I was saying, if it were me up there, I'd be throwing beads left and right. Like,
Beads for all.
Like, if these people are standing on the side of the float and it's part of the fun, but I will tell you, you get very caught up. Like, by the second float, you're like in it to win it.
Oh, everybody got it. People you would never think would be excited about beads. I mean, you see the guys who, they look like they're the biker guy, and they're all covered in tattoos, they're all muscular, and they walk up, beads, give me the beads. I mean, it was crazy.
People wanted to throw down for some
beads. It was. I wanted to see somebody like body slam each other. That's my pink beads. But it was a lot of fun, actually. Mardi Gras is great. Lots of food options. We did try the beignets.
They have beignets.
Yes.
And they are messy.
Messy is all good.
Oh, yeah. but they were delicious. It was like, what, $6 for a bag of
I
beans, was
think it
it?
was five something. Yeah, maybe it was $5.95 or $6.95,
They
something.
weren't that expensive.
Yeah.
Actually, the food at Universal is not as expensive as Disney food.
No, and we noticed that a lot over the weekend, because we were at just the different restaurants and such we went to. It was like
Yeah.
usually about $12 to $14 for a meal, which it's park food. It's park chicken tenders and fries, or it's but you got larger portions, I noticed.
And if you don't want to eat park food, you have City Walk right there with a lot of food choices. And it's kind of like, you know what it kind of reminds me of? It's Disneyland, how they have
Yes.
Downtown Disney here and then the parks here. Well, they got this, so you can walk from park to park or stop at a restaurant. So that's what it's like at Universal.
Yeah, it's very much like that. You go through one security area, and then you're in the City Walk and the parks after one
Yeah.
security check. But like she said, there's lots of restaurants there. There's a lot of their sit down, really nice restaurants, and
Walk-ups,
then there's a lot of walk
music.
ups.
So yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and I was talking to him. Was it yesterday? I don't remember. I'm really tired. That I have not gone out for St. Patrick's Day since our last year at home, and I met my friend Paula at an Irish pub, and with her mom, and we sat around and with like green tiara and the beads and all that. I don't drink beer, so I didn't have green beer,
You had a
but
green Long Island yesterday.
I didn't get there yet.
Oh, sorry.
I had a green Long Island yesterday, but we haven't been out to celebrate or to do Thanksgiving. Oh my God,
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Which is really not, so living in Michigan and living here, it's not really as hyped up here as it was back in Detroit. But I think because there's not a lot else going
You
on
were
at St.
talking about
Patrick's Day.
that too. Like back home, all the Irish bars in the area like will have tent parties outside. There's a St. Patty's Day parade downtown Detroit. It's a whole thing of stuff to do.
Right. I know
And
Chicago does something big too for theirs. They
well,
dye the
they dye
river,
their river green.
green and all that stuff.
So yeah, they it was different doing it here, but I will tell you, I had the best day yesterday. I had so much fun. It was a lot of what? What are you
No,
gonna say?
I'm listening to you about your great day.
I did have a great day. So we met friends at the park. And now, mind you, we've had this plan since like
Yeah,
January
a long time.
because we were doing the concert series. And so my friend Mel and I, 2 years ago, we went to see Zedd, who is DJ that does the techno music, the EDM stuff, to Tampa at the Hard Rock. So we saw him there, and we had such a good time. We were like, okay, we're making a pact that anytime Zedd comes to town, we're going. So when we found out he was going to be there, we made a plan, and we had to follow through that plan. So before the concert, we met at there's an Irish bar, Finnegan's.
Finnegan's.
There's an Irish bar where we got green things to drink. Like I said, I had the Long Island, and then they bought us. Oh my God! So they bought us these shots.
Pickleback.
So like he doesn't drink, so he just spectates. So whenever I'm out with Mel and Ronnie, and they turn around and smile and say, "Here, drink this," it's just like my friend Paula and my friend Michelle can vouch for
Who are both
this.
on?
Like, here, drink this. It's great. It's sweet. You're gonna love it. They don't say anything. Ronnie just is like, "Here." I'm like, "What is it?" He goes, "Just drink it. Don't smell it or
Drink this
anything."
one first, drink this one second.
Yes.
Which one are you drinking in so she didn't mess it
It
up?
was the most disgusting thing. So it was Jameson whiskey, and I didn't know what I had.
James in
What
one cup.
with Tabasco? I
Tabasco.
didn't
Yeah,
know.
was that in the pickle juice or
It
the
was in the
Jameson?
whiskey,
Oh.
and then they gave you a chaser. It was pickle juice. My entire esophagus was burning.
Now, anybody knows whoever has ever bought Michelle a shot to drink anywhere, she can't do a shot. She can't do the full shot at one time. She has to do it in parts, which makes it worse because usually you want to do the shot as quickly as you can.
Or I'll plug my
Yeah.
nose,
The
but I couldn't because I had the chaser.
pickle juice station.
So it was absolutely positively disgusting. And I couldn't understand. Now, mind you, it's always good to ask questions because my eyes were like tearing, my nose was running, everything from here to here was on fire. And I'm like, what was that? Oh, I forgot to tell you, they put Tabasco in there.
Which
No.
Ronnie said that was new. He had never had it like that either. They
It
just.
was disgusting. And they're like, here, drink this afterwards. And it was pickle juice. I do not recommend ever drinking that. Ever.
So no picklebacks for you.
Disgusting. So yeah, anyway, I thought it was a big sidebar. It was disgusting. So we ended up going around and we had some drinks and we went on some rides and then Scott and Ronnie left us girls to our devices. And we ended up at the concert area. So I don't know if you guys have ever been to the concerts at Universal, but they have like the big like
Big
stage
stage.
and screens and whatever, and then there's a huge area. So it's way different than Disney.
And I did want to add in though, like Disney though, the concerts are included in the normal park admission. You don't have to pay anything extra for like the concerts there. Where some parks like SeaWorld has free concerts also, but there's an upgrade if you want to pay, you can get better seating for their concert series. Universal, it's the same price, it's just you get there earlier if you want to be closer to the stage.
Yeah, and it's like a real concert. It's just huge. So, and they have really good guests. Like we've talked about this before. So we got in there around what, 6:30,
Around that time.
and so we ended up sitting on the fake grass waiting for Zed, and you went and sat down, and it got dark. And then like the lights went down and it was like seriously being at like a stadium show
It was.
or something. And I will tell you, if you go look at my Facebook stories, Instagram, you can see clips of the show. I have to tell you, I have not had that much fun at a show in a long time. Now, I love EDM and dance music, and like watching a concert was like driving in the car with me. Like it's all the stuff that I listen to. So we jumped and danced the whole time. I don't know how I'm walking today. So
I
it's
know I don't it's that's not my music that I'm into or listen to.
not
I knew
a
every single song that he played because of her. And he played for an hour and a half. I knew every single song that came across that stage that night. But it was good. It was entertaining. I was watching, I had to sit, I was having some issues, but I sat and I watched it from afar and it was entertaining. Everybody seemed to have a great time. The crowd, everybody's like, oh, is the crowd bad? Is it this? The crowd seemed all into it. They were all pleasant.
And
Everybody
everybody
that
was
was,
nice.
yes.
I didn't get shoved. There was no fights. Everybody was polite. It was such a good vibe.
Beth, it was Zed, DJ Zed. Definitely
Yes.
goes by
Well, it
that
doesn't
name.
go by DJ Zed.
Just
Zed.
Zed.
Zeddy. Look him up. He's fantastic.
He works with a lot of artists,
A lot. So they had him up like the DJ platform, but then they had what would you call the graphics and the
Oh yeah,
screen
they had
going
screens. So they had
in?
a screen behind him with different graphics behind it. Then they had screens on both sides of the stage with graphics. Then they had two more screens that were kind of at the back of the area for anybody who couldn't get close to watch what was going on. That's kind of where I was watching it from, and it was clear as day. You could see everything. But then they had the smoke machines. They had the confetti machines
They
that
had
blew
like
out the
confetti bombs
confetti.
at the end. So the last song they did was one of his biggest, and I've never seen so much confetti.
No, it looked like it was raining confetti. And it just, but I was standing there waiting for them to come out because they were in their area. I was outside of it. And I'm just watching everybody come out of there. That was so awesome. That was fantastic. And he did an hour and a half performance. They start a half an hour before the park closes. And usually they say most of them do 45 minutes to an hour. He did an hour and a half. He really did well. He did a really good job. The only thing that stinks about Universal as opposed to other like Disney's concerts where Disney does a concert and you get three concerts by that artist that day. Universal, it's one day, one show. That's it.
And then,
So.
so they put up barriers earlier in the day. So if you want to go and stake your spot early, but there really wasn't a bad spot because of the screens and like they had like the pyro and the smoke and the whole thing. It was quite a production.
It was quite a production. That's what I was watching more is the production of putting it all together because that's kind of like with the expo. I watched the production of it all coming together, put the show together. But that was pretty cool the way they did that whole thing with
And he
everything.
knew not to. He's like, have fun. Because he knew that I was in my element and having like the best time. So Sarah said we need Zed for home after
We
party.
can't afford Zed.
I would love that so much.
So Sarah will be paying for Zed to go host your
Sarah,
bachelor party.
it's gonna be probably millions for that. You know, but it, we can play some of this music. I think that's a fair trade-off and a lot cheaper.
Oh, you can play a lot cheaper.
But anyway, so and then City Walk there, they have Pat O'Brien's, which is on the second level. And they had a band out there. They had the green lights going. They had music.
They had a DJ when the band was playing, so they were
Yes.
cool.
And I really like, I'm just saying, I know back in the day we used to joke and people would be like, oh, the dark side. It's not.
It's not
It's really
Universal,
not, you
yeah.
guys.
Universal, one thing I will say about Universal, they take care of their pass holders, they take care of all their guests. It's not, they're not catering just to the tourists who are coming in from out of town. They're catering to everybody the same. So it doesn't matter where you're from, you're gonna get the same type of service level.
And you know what else you don't think people edgy and mad.
No, people are happy because I think they're drinking.
Maybe. But I know sometimes you go to Disney and people are like, I have spent a lot of money to be here. Blah, blah, blah.
And
You
they're
don't get a
not
lot of
actually
that at
universal.
Universal. Everybody's just happy to be there. They don't care. And it's
No,
nice.
it is nice. And if you're annual pass holder, there's lots of benefits to being that there. Like if you're the top tier, you get preferred parking, including in the price of admission. You get express pass after 4 o'clock.
Yeah, how nice is that? It's
Which
part of
is
the pass.
it's part of the pass. So if you've got the top pass, so we have the top pass at Disney and the top pass at Universal. The differences between the two, first off, Universal's is half the price.
True.
And that's for a two park after hour or after 4 o'clock express pass, preferred parking or free valet parking, a free HHN
Yeah.
for Halloween Horror Nights, plus the discounts. You get better discounts at the restaurants. But if you go up to one of the little snack carts and you buy a popcorn, and you buy a soda, you get a
You
discount
get a
on it as
discount
a pass
on
holder. Where
everything.
Disney, you only get a discount. Disneyland, you get that. Disney World, you don't.
Yeah,
So.
and you know, one thing is nice about the front of the line after four because you can actually go on rides. Now,
That's
you
true.
know, they have that garbagey Genie Plus, which I hate at Disney. Have I ever mentioned how much I hate Genie Plus?
I don't think you've ever said that
I
before.
think it's the worst decision ever. And you're paying for it. And you're already
Every
spending
time.
so much money at Disney as it is, and now you gotta pay to go on the rides you wanna go on. That is just garbage. They don't do that at Universal. Sorry, I'm crabby. But it's just all I'm gonna say is that it's a really great option. And you know, when you come to the Central Florida, Disney's not the only game in town.
They're not.
And it's actually more affordable and a really more so laid back
Yes.
atmosphere.
And if you're interested in going to Universal, actually, Becky, our travel sponsor, MEI Mouseman Travel, they actually do Universal as well. So if you do want to just come to town and you don't want to go to Disney, say you do want to just go to Universal for a few days, they can help you with the hotel over there. They can help you with the tickets over there. They can do all that as well for you, just like they do for Disney. She can do travel for any place, anywhere in the world. So if you are interested in that, reach out to me on Mouse Fan Travel. They'll help you. That wasn't an advertisement. I'm just letting you guys know that's an option, so you don't have to do all the work yourself. They know how to get it for you. So,
Absolutely.
and then their Christmas time.
Oh, good.
Oh no, I was just gonna say the other things about Universal though is their Christmas parade that they do every day up until Christmas once it
Oh,
starts.
like it's like the Macy's
It's Macy's.
Thanksgiving or the Christmas
Yeah,
floats
they
and all
get some of the
that.
Macy's Day balloons that come to their park though from the actual parade that's on Thanksgiving in New York. They bring some of those balloons down there for to do the parade. It's just
Grinchmas.
Grinchmas, where we did see the Grinch when we were there with Holly and Greg for that one event we went to a
It's
couple months
pretty great.
ago. The Grinch was great. Yesterday we were walking through Seuss Land and they had a bunch of the characters there doing a meet and greet. And the lines aren't obnoxiously long. You don't need a fast pass to go meet the people. You can just go up, take your picture, get. So I'm not bashing Disney, but it's just nice to have that other option that seems like they seem to care more about the guests. And that is nothing on a cast member at Disney because the cast members are the only reason I keep going to Disney because they're the only thing that makes Disney great still.
You still get really great
You
service from
do.
cast members at
Yes.
Disney, so it's not about that, it's about
It's
affordability.
affordability and what they're giving to the thing. And Chapek said it years ago that he did not care about pass holders, which really upset a lot of people in
Yeah, it
Central
did.
Florida. That says we go to the parks weekly and you're not even worried
Spend
about us because you know we're going to
money
spend the money. And the fact that their parks are twice as much, that they're busy, that you got to pay extra to ride a ride, that you got to do all this stuff. It's like, come on, think about what you're doing here. And Epic Universe, I think, is going to give them a run, a little bit of a run for this.
Yeah. So I did an interview last week. I've been busy for the Orlando Sentinel, and with they were wanting an honest opinion, and I really try to do that, but kindly. You know, there's a way that you can say things without sounding mean. And one of the things that, so I guess it was probably a week and a half ago, maybe longer. So Bob Iger, they had that meeting.
Yes.
And he said, you know, all these blue sky concepts. Well, we could do this. We could add a park. We could blah, blah, blah. We could. And they did that for the D23 announcements in 2022.
Blue sky.
They call them blue sky concepts. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, but it could. But then you have Universal, who's not blue skying it. They're doing it. And I was asked about that for this article in the Sentinel. And what, in my opinion, I think that people don't want to see. I think one of the reasons people get mad at Disney is because for how much we pay, they don't rush on anything.
No.
And I really think that, you know, Disney needs to come up with something, because Epic Universe is going to give them a run for their money when it opens next year, because it's huge. They have coasters. It's a whole big theme park in addition to what they already have. And I really hope that Disney does take notice.
Yeah. Randy made a perfect point here, because Chapek said the same thing about DVC. Now, DVC and annual pass holders are basically how they pay for these parks all year long. And Chapek said the same stuff by DVC. And he said they took away a lot of the perks. But the problem, he says, is Iger's not bringing them back like he promised he was going to. And he hasn't reinstated a lot of stuff that Bob Chapek took away from us as Disney fans, which is sad. I hope that what my hope is that Epic Universe makes Disney sit there in the boardroom and say the oh crap moment. Like,
they need to.
We need to get moving here. Stop bragging that you could build another park. Stop bragging that you can build this. Stop building resorts, for crying out loud. Because all resorts do is bring more guests into parks that are already overcrowded.
And they're already overcrowded. I don't know what the answer is, but I tried to be very honest when I gave that interview, because I do think that Disney needs to take notice, because living here in Central Florida, a lot of people are very excited about this new theme park.
They are.
There's a lot of buzz, a lot of hype.
And then also SeaWorld is in, every year SeaWorld's been adding a ride.
Adding new rides.
So it's like everybody's doing all this stuff, and there's Disney going, well, we updated the banners on this, and we took Splash Mountain and we changed it over to this, but it's still Splash Mountain.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, give us something new. Tron was the newest ride, took you 5 years. So
same
let's,
with Guardians.
The same with Guardians. Too. Took forever. It's like, don't say you're going to build another land. Don't say you're going to build this unless you intend to really do it. Animal Kingdom. If you go back to where Chester and Hester's was back there, it looks like a bulldozer came through that area. And it used to be at a time Disney would hide that. You wouldn't see that. They put up those 30-foot drapes that made it look
you
like the wall.
You could never see where construction was or what was going on. They always hid it. And it's almost like they don't care.
They don't care. We were at Epcot about a month ago in the UK pavilion, and they were fixing the backside of the buildings that you can see as you walk up going where International Gateway is.
Yeah.
Kind of. And they didn't even have anything there. You just saw the scaffolding and you saw the guys working. And it's like, that is not how Disney did it for years.
No.
And it's like, why now? I mean, I don't know. Disney's just made a lot of changes that have upset a lot of the true Disney fans. And the people who come once a year or twice or once every 2 years, they don't see those little things that annual pass holders, DVC members, people who live here go off and see. And it's just frustrating.
I really think that there's so many people, including myself, that is longing for old Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not all this corporate greed BS. Like, you know, like, get back to your roots and your fans and the people that love Disney and love Disney for all the right reasons. Like, it's nostalgia. It's characters and movies that we've grown up with. It's childhood memories and, you know, trying to make memories for your children. You know, it's just nostalgia. There's something to be said for nostalgia, because mm-hmm. it can make you, you know,
nostalgia will make you spend more money than what the newest ride is.
It is. And I think that because of that nostalgia, like people like myself who have been a Disney fan since I was a little girl, from as long as I can remember, I think the reason I still love it and I still keep going back is because I have hope. that they are going to make some positive changes, or maybe just not change so much.
Right. Yeah. Don't make all these blanket changes across the board, and then we're all sitting there going, what the heck did you guys just do? You broke everything. And that's one of the reasons we created House and Mouse Expo.
Yes.
We were at D23, and I'll say it, I called it a commercial for Disney. Mm-hmm. And if you've been there, that's really all it is. It's Disney promoting, which I get it. They're promoting the 1 year was Disney Plus was ever. They promoted when they had Marvel Studios. They promoted the Star Wars. And I love that stuff. Don't get me wrong. I love seeing the Marvel Studios booth and what they're doing in there. I love seeing the Lucasfilm booth and seeing what they're doing in there. But the whole convention is all about
commercial
for everything.
It's not about community. It's not about fans getting together.
It's not a fan event.
It's not a fan event.
No. And they say it is, and it's not. Having been to the last three, I don't think it's a fan event. And some of our colleagues have told us also they don't like the path that it's going down. And hopefully, and now there is no D23 Expo. The Expo part of it is
gone. It's the ultimate fan event now. But, so we'll see how that goes because there's announcements tomorrow.
Yes.
But anyway, to wrap things up, because we're about out of time, I just think that a lot of people just want to have those old feelings again.
I agree.
And Iger said he was going to do that. We're still waiting, Bob. So,
yeah. So I don't want things to take in the wrong way, because I know some people will be like, oh my God, they bash Disney.
We're not.
We're not bashing Disney. We're telling you reality of what Disney is doing currently.
And what people are saying.
What people are saying, because we get a lot of, and that's the whole thing, is a lot of people don't go to Disney and complain, or they don't go to Disney and say what the problems are. They might complain. Oh, I dropped my ice cream on her. I didn't like this at rate. I didn't like that. They complain about the little problems, and Disney doesn't care. Here's another ice cream bar. Here's a stuffy for your kid, a plush. Take it home and you'll be fine. Disney is going to change when people stop spending their money on Disney. When the hotels aren't at 100% capacity, Disney will make changes. When the parks aren't solidly packed with people buying the Genie Plus to get in line for a 2-hour ride, or for a 2-hour line wait that lasts 90 seconds, or like Seven Dwarfs, which is what, a minute and a half, 2 minutes. You wait all that time and it's over so quickly, but people are still spending the money to come to the gate. They're still spending the money on the food. They're still doing all this stuff. Why would Disney change? Anybody in business would tell you if the money's coming in, you don't ever have to change.
Oh.
And it's the truth. But until people start speaking with their pocketbook, Disney's not going to, if anything, they're going to keep charging us more because they're going to see how far they can get away with it until they're back.
Yeah, there's some people that will go no matter what and they charge and no matter what they do. And, it is what it is. But I still have hope. But in the meantime, there are other theme parks you can go to in the area that are more affordable and you're going to have just as much fun.
And so this will probably be the last time we're on Disney's media list. We'll have to go back to doing things the way we used to do it, where we just go cover it and get it out there. So, but the one thing Disney has always told us as media invites and things for them as partners, they want us to be honest, and that's what we're doing. We're being completely 100% honest. I love the cast members. The cast members make the magic. It's not about the ride.
It's corporate decisions.
It's the corporate decisions and how to make more money for a company that's already making a fortune. I mean, they said they lost all this money, but then Disney Plus got launched. I know, we got to get started. So they make a fortune, they make more money, and we just keep giving it to them, and I think that needs to stop. Give it to Universal, give it to SeaWorld, give it to Legoland. Let them do something out there. Make it better. Gatorland.
You done?
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Geez, usually.
And no.
Usually it's me that goes off on a tangent.
Because I'm just I'm tired of the corporate group.
And there's a lot of that, though. It's not just Disney. There's a lot of companies that, it's just.
Greg wants to give me a hug.
It's just a different vibe at Universal, and they've gotten so much better.
So much better.
It's not what it used to be. So if you haven't gone in a while, give it a chance. Or like Aquatica. Or, I don't like Legoland. I don't know where that came from, but.
Ooh, Sarah said that look you gave me. See, and Randy said, he goes, the fact that we do not pass along rumors is a tribute to y'all keeping it real. And we don't. We don't do rumors. There's too many sites out there to do rumors, and that's how they make all their money, because people click on those articles, they read what it is, and it's never true. Sorry.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you?
I'm stopping.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm done.
He's hungry.
Gina said she agrees with me and she loves me. Thank you, Gina. Love you too.
I haven't lived with them. No.
I was having issues with the website before, so I'm kind of in a bitter mood right now.
And I said that. I said because you're having problems with our website, you're going to be all hostile. And lo and behold, awesome.
Greg's bringing me a Snickers. He said, Betty White needs a Snickers.
He needs a Snickers. All right, anyway.
Whatever, Blanche.
All right. We are ending our show now. I hope you guys enjoyed our little hour of crazy. And I know it was a little bit all over the board and not just Disney, but that's kind of what we want to be, you know, we just talk about other things as well.
Yep, talk about what's going on in the world, not just always be pigeonholed to Disney and what's going on at Disney. So
That's
I think it's
right.
better. So tomorrow we record for the live podcast show, and that'll be out on Wednesday morning as long as we don't go off the rails and Greg takes forever to edit it because we go way off the rails and it takes a long time for him to edit it. But make sure you subscribe on whatever podcast channel you use to the live podcast show. I think you guys will enjoy it. Michelle, we're gonna work on her podcast that I think will be fantastic. And I'm gonna get that going for her so she can record that and get that up, and maybe it'll inspire other people to do great things.
Yeah, I gotta figure that out because I don't know if I could talk to myself for all
But you could.
the time. Maybe
And I told her I'm so proud of her because when she did the panel and she didn't think anybody would show up and they did, but she talks with her emotions during that panel. And Jason was a fantastic moderator for that. I could not think of anybody better to do that because he knows her heart, and he was able to bring the things out of her that he wanted to
And
tell the
he's
audience.
really believes in all the stuff that I do and
He
thinks it's
does.
pretty cool. So
He
we
does.
will put that out so you can watch it.
I'll
And
get
we
that
have
up
other
tonight. Yep.
videos to show this week. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week ahead. Make sure you're following the Main Street Mouse on all our social media channels. And sometimes they're not going to show it to you, so you'll actually have to physically go look for us. But
If you don't see us for a day, it's not because we didn't
it's not
post.
because we're not trying. But anyway, if you guys have a great week. And thank you again for everything, and we will see you real soon.
See you guys. Thank you. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.